I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
TalkSTL.com, Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the war room of the O'Keefe Think Tank, this is Real Spoilers, episode 151, The Revenant.
Oh yeah.
Sounds like a horror movie when you say it like that.
It was a horror movie.
For Leo.
Yeah, right.
It's like the Passion of the DiCaprio.
He does get beaten up a lot.
I think it was probably rough for on the cameraman. Like, he's freezing his nuts off and he's trying to follow along the whole time. But, well, let's go around the table and people can introduce themselves and we'll jump right in.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. So real quick, shameless plugs, iTunes, don't forget, we're there. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe, helps us a lot, lets new people that stumble upon the podcast know that maybe we're worth listening to. So if you do that, it really helps. So I know we beg for it every week, but there's a reason. So there you go.
Yeah.
We talked about show shares on the last episode, but if you like the show, you can share it on your Facebook page or Twitter or whatever you are doing. You could just tell, you could stop a stranger on the street and tell them.
Hand him a disc.
We don't mind.
Here, put it on the disc.
You do it. Here, I put them all on. I got all 151 of them on this disc. MP3s. Here you go.
Maybe jump drive.
Maybe a thumb drive.
What was the other one? Micro disc? Was that a thing?
Floppy disk?
Zip disk.
Zip disk. That's what it was. Yeah.
There was zip. There was also jazz.
Oh, jazz.
They were part of the same iOmega that made the zip discs.
Okay. Put porn on those.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's jizz.
There was PsyQuest. PsyQuest. I think those were up to like 4 gigs.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that funny?
4 gigs.
Yeah, like I found...
We'll never need four gigs of space.
I found like a camera card, and one of them says like 128 megs.
And
it's the next one. This is not like, it's not that meme either. Like I legitimately have both of these at home.
Yeah.
The other one says like 5 gigs, and they're the same size.
Yeah.
It's just like, yay technology.
Yeah, they've actually got SD cards down. They're at a terabyte now. You could get
a
terabyte SD card. Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
So
next time on Computer Talk.
Right. Yeah. It's Kim Commando.
That's a technology.
Yeah, we need Leo.
Yeah, that's a real thing, yeah.
On the tech guy.
What do you think, Leo Laporte?
Patrick Norton here.
So The Revenant. One, two, three, go, Joe.
So, now, before we get started, I want to say, if anything deserved to be in 70 millimeter, this was it.
That's what I said.
I don't know why, like...
He was filming on a red camera, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they probably sense, I guess. That camera moves, like, there's so much camera movement, you probably couldn't with a 7.
These red cameras are incredible, and they just came out with an 8K.
And what's the
Dan,
one?
Have you seen that? I mean, incredible. These cameras, they're little squares like this, and they have to put, obviously, big lenses on them and everything, but they can film at, like, 8K and do, like, 120 frames a second at 8K.
What's Guardians 2 filming?
That's going to film on the new 8K.
That's
what they're doing. So, but he used, probably, the current generation of red and
one thing that, you know, I'll go back to the science thing. What's cool about this is when you can shoot at that resolution, you can shoot wider,
yeah,
you can shoot more, which means that everybody kind of has to be on.
Okay.
And they can literally, you know, in post, they can zoom in on just a section of it, and it's still in high
still
def.
Get everything.
Yeah, like
get.
They don't, because people wonder why you need 8K if 4K is the highest you can see, and most people have 1080p, but yeah, they can just crop it like cropping a picture. The more megapixels in a camera you have, you crop it and it looks full quality.
Say you've got a wide shot and you're shooting an 8K, and you zoom down,
get a sweet 4K shot.
That's what
that's
you zoom down, zoom you get a better.
You take half of that, still 4K.
Okay. So, and also the color, they can fit more color, pack more color into that resolution.
I'm with you.
So that when you downscale it, you get a truer color.
This one
color.
Didn't need any color.
Yeah, no, there wasn't
a lot of color in this
snow
one.
And,
snow and blood. That's about it. So our film opens on what it looks like an Indian village, and there is a giant fire. There's fires everywhere, and these people are being slaughtered everywhere. And we see DiCaprio for the first time kind of dragging a body out. And it's weird because like I'm first watching it, I didn't realize, I assumed that this was a dead body and he was, you know, mourning over his family. Flash forward, I don't know what, 10 years? I'm just trying to judge by like how old the body was compared. We find out that the body was his son that survived this raid of a village. So I'm just trying to figure like maybe 10 years. That sound like I'm just judging by like
think
how
his
old
son was about 30.
I didn't think it was. Yeah, when I saw Leo, and that was a son.
I mean, some discrepancy.
He was burned, so they were able to sort of use his burning.
The kid did look super old,
making him look older.
I was like, was
his son Benjamin Button?
Did he have that disease?
Does he have that weird aging disease?
That's pretty good.
I think that was one of my biggest stumbling blocks.
In terms
of getting into the story of the film, because the story we're going to get into, is that
he's
going to try and avenge his son's death.
Right.
And I mean, you don't want your son to die at any age.
Correct.
But
he looked like he lived a long life.
But he
was happy.
Yeah, but it was like, but especially for the 1820s, like that's, 15's middle age.
Yeah,
you know?
Things were rough back then, so you look a little harder than you actually are.
Especially with the burns on his
face. But he looked like almost like a young adult. And
he did.
So it was like it didn't pull at your heartstrings the same way as if he had been 10.
Well, also, there's also a scene where Tom Hardy, who plays this character called Fitzgerald, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do because they've been
they were raided.
So they're pelt hunters is pretty much what they are. So they have this giant pull.
Aren't we all?
Hey.
Do you want to know how old this kid is in real life?
Out of curiosity,
Right now, meaning when they filmed this, he was probably a couple years or a year younger.
Sure.
He's 17 right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awful casting.
He
does look super old.
A lot older than, and I know they can say, well, times are hard.
He
was 30.
It's even harder for engines. Especially back then.
You could say that in 1820.
Yeah, it was fine.
I was saying that in time appropriate.
But he literally was 15 or 16 during filming.
Yeah. Like, let's take that down a notch. So they are, DiCaprio is part of this big troop, and they are collecting pelts. And to get back to this little town, they are attacked by Indians, and it is a slaughter fest right from the get.
What a great scene.
And also, just I want to point out real quick, you can get coupons for Slaughterfest at your local UGAS.
Is that a buy two, get $10 off?
Right, yeah. it'll also get you
a free car wash
into Bloodtown.
All two of them.
They have two of them right next to each other.
I think
you're supposed to bring a can of Surge for the discount. Is that what it is?
It's buy one, get one for a dollar.
But what a fantastic scene. So talk about a movie that kind of opens like Spectre, where it's like that fake trying to be Birdman kind of a scene.
Yeah.
Well, this is the guy that did Birdman.
This scene is called Suck It, Spectre.
Yeah. I knew this guy.
Yeah, he just directed Birdman.
For whatever reason, 21 Grams was the only thing that jumped out at me.
He won the Oscar last year.
Yes, okay.
And this scene
makes more sense.
This scene isn't complete. I mean, it did cut, but there were some very long takes in it.
There's a lot of long takes throughout
this. Yes, there are.
But people getting shot with arrows, running by on horses, going by and fighting with swords, whatever, like guns.
Jugglers.
Chinese acrobats, which was weird.
Plate spinners. It was really odd.
But man, when I saw this scene, I was like, this is an incredible piece of film.
So
you know,
I didn't know anything about this movie. I knew that like there was, I knew about
nothing?
The bear scene. No.
Leonardo DiCaprio was in
I mean,
it?
I knew that, but I didn't know anything about the plot.
It's in color.
Yeah, sort of.
kind of.
Bane is in it.
Yeah, Bane is in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew the actors. I knew the bear scene, which got some really strange press.
Yeah. That is sorry, but that's, you know, for our listeners, unless you fell off a turnip truck, don't buy into that.
Yeah, it's not. I could see where you would see that. Like there are
No. You can't
if
see
you
that.
Look at,
no.
If you look at a scene like that
no.
as a still, as just a plain, like that's what I have to believe that
there
that's
are certainly frames you could pull from
yeah.
the film.
I'm going to freeze frame this.
Yeah, and it might look like
it might look what they were thinking.
It might look like Leonardo DiCaprio is making sweet tender love to a bear.
That's not the case.
Yeah, he clearly wasn't.
No, it's the opposite of what was happening.
Well, like whoever.
Hey,
said,
I heard they're giving away free $500 Amazon cards if you share this post too. Yeah.
From
share real and spoilers.
By the way,
$100 gas card
directly from Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
But whoever said that
it was ridiculous.
Raped by a bear was,
ridiculous.
I think, revealed a little bit about their own sexual fantasies.
Yes.
Because
I think the word bear
right.
is a little bit different
yes.
than what we were, you know.
You've misinterpreted. Right. Yeah. It's like, remember the Yogi Bear poster that
oh,
they put
oh,
out?
That.
Yeah.
It was
that
like,
was
looked like Yogi
weird.
Was giving it to Boo Boo.
Yes, he did.
Now you know why they call him Boo Boo.
And then
the tagline was, good things come in small packages.
Yes. Yeah. That's
yeah.
odd. Like
that was
just
weird.
Well done to the ad genius that was
yeah.
like, yeah, man, that'll work. Let's see if this gets through. Oh, shit, it got through.
Yeah. It was like, oh, that was yeah. unfortunate. But whoever said that
dumb.
Is an idiot.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Because they were clearly trying to start something.
Yeah.
No one actually, the person that started it did not think that. And then it just propagated.
No, and I have to believe you know? That somebody saw a still or something.
No, somebody was trying to
well,
make
I don't
crap
know.
They,
up.
Wait, they fell off the turnip.
That's correct.
Just remember,
they saw a picture and they said, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The Yogi Bear poster.
I think a bear raping up.
The Yogi Bear poster actually says, great things come in bears.
Yeah, great.
That's what it
either
was.
Either way.
And like
either
the picture,
way.
It looks like, yeah, like.
Come on.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never mind. I'll let that go.
But, so, I mean, first, in that scene.
Which scene?
The bear scene.
Yeah.
Like, he sees cubs.
Correct.
And then he realizes,
crap.
I need to get out of here. And then an adult bear attacks him.
Too late.
Well, you don't have to, like, have Nat Geo in the favorites on your cable
right.
channel to know that that's a female bear.
Correct.
Mama bear.
And right.
Mama bear. Like, that's how that works. Like, Papa Bears, they're all deadbeat dads.
Right, they just take off.
They
right.
don't care.
Yeah.
They're just, yeah.
No, they don't pay child support.
No, nothing.
No, they don't
take care
of
a car.
Hibernation.
There's, like, a little bear, Art Alexakis, who writes sad songs
yeah.
about how he was abandoned by his...
bear of mine.
Yeah. It's, like, it's really sad.
That's pretty
it's,
good. It's that's a good call. That was
Thank
well
you.
Done, yeah.
And, so it's, like, you don't have to, like... Yeah, it's like clearly that's a female
well,
bear.
Correct.
Yeah.
To be fair, she had a strap on.
Yeah. Yeah, she had a dental dam. that would be if you're raped by a beaver.
Yeah, that's completely different.
And the reason Leo's character is even stumbling on it, he's the scout.
Yeah. Right, right.
He's kind of like the lead guy who's
yeah.
like, yeah, we're all clear.
So they don't, the thing that I did dig about this, one of the many things I liked about this movie is that they don't give you any backstory about him.
No.
They
but he obviously had a relationship with Indians,
well,
so they
I,
taught him their tracking skills.
Right,
and
right,
that's
right.
Why
but you don't, like, you, they tell you that his wife was an Indian and obviously
right.
his son is an Indian, but they don't tell you how he got there.
No.
You know, they just leave that completely
no.
alone and they do whatever they
and
want.
Yeah, I'm agreeing
See,
with you. I'm just, you just have to presume
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
and,
he becomes.
And that's one of the things I didn't like about
oh, really?
This movie is I felt like it was very light on story. And I
could see that.
And I just didn't ever really get invested in the characters. Like, I just,
okay.
like, it's an easier movie to admire than
yeah.
it is to enjoy for
yes.
me. Yes.
I can understand.
It's a great
okay.
looking movie.
Yeah.
Like, I had no complaints about how
beautiful,
it looked.
It's
yeah.
beautiful
yeah.
looking
stunning.
Movie, man.
Yeah,
well,
incredible.
Do you know, do we know, how, was this all filmed on location?
Yes. It was filmed in Calgary.
Oh, really?
And the story is taking place in South Dakota and Montana.
Well, that
yeah.
makes sense. Okay. Yeah, that was beautiful.
So Calgary's just on the
yeah.
other side.
Right, right, right.
It's a technically amazing movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I was
can absolutely see why somebody would
yeah.
really enjoy it. Like
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
like so I'm
yeah.
you know, like it's not like Superman where I think you're crazy for liking the movie. But
I watched it again.
Did you like it now?
Are still?
Okay.
Or again?
So there are...
No, he's back. He's back.
Why
yes.
did I ask?
No, no. Wait.
Every other time
no.
it changes.
Why
there are,
did I ask?
There are parts that I really enjoyed.
Like when well, it was
I
over?
Say, no. I said that about Superman Returns. Yeah.
The scene where he
I catches...
I said
about Superman 4.
The scene where he catches the oil tanker. Like, that's a cool scene.
Yeah.
There's another... Like, so there are scenes that are really cool. There are other parts of that movie that I want to punch Zack Snyder right in the... Because they are not cool.
That's what he likes, too. So.
Anyway, yeah, so they're attacked, and they all... It's Tom Hardy and generals... Or...
Brendan Gleeson.
Brendan Gleeson.
No, no.
Not Brendan Gleeson.
No, it's...
Donnell Gleeson.
His son.
Yeah, Donald.
Is that right? That's
yes,
his son?
Yes, that is his son. Mad-Eye Moody's son is Bill...
I didn't know that.
Is Bill Weasley.
Is
yeah.
Bill Weasley.
This is General
oh,
Hux.
General Hux.
Bill Weasley.
Yeah,
from,
yeah, yeah, right, right, right. Yeah. The fake son from We're the Millers.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the
oh,
kid.
Who was
I
also
knew,
in,
I knew him from somewhere.
He was in the Narnia movies.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of those.
Yeah.
And then DiCaprio.
His name is Will Poulter? Will oh, Poulter?
Poulter. I would go with yeah. Poulter, not Pooter. just to be on the safe side.
He looks like a Pooter.
He is a bit of a Pooter.
He does.
So they're attacked, and they're like, they get away, and they have all of these pelts, and they realize, okay, we can't carry all these pelts with us back, so we're going to bury them here, and DiCaprio kind of goes ahead to scout, and this is where we get the bear attack.
But Tom Hardy's character,
Tom Hardy,
D-Bag McGee, if you want to punch someone in the... Yeah, if you want to punch someone in the...
He's,
how much do you hate Tom Hardy's character?
It's so
in this
weird
movie?
Because like, Tom Hardy, I think, is one of the greatest actors in Hollywood right now.
He's great in this.
You just,
if you
hate
could just
him.
Learn to enunciate.
That's my only problem.
Somebody needs to tell him that mumbling.
I think maybe that's how he gets around the accent. You know, when he has to do it.
They're going
to
make
no,
a movie.
No, that's not even true because
with him,
oh, he does
and
have
Jeff Bridges it
British
in,
accent,
in
so.
True Grit.
Yeah,
does he have a British accent in Inception?
No, I think that's the.
Yes.
Well, does he
has,
talk with
he
a
has,
British accent in
he
Inception?
A, he has a bit of a affectation
yeah.
in
okay.
Inception.
Okay.
But he is British.
He is British.
So
yeah.
it's like,
yeah.
I think him trying to drop that accent, maybe I think his way around it is to do like Vin Diesel talk, you know, because then I can sound like a tough American.
Maybe.
Yeah. And not
that
have my
true.
British accent.
It's a little offensive when you think about it.
Gargle bargle. A little bit.
What like, is it?
So he's kind of like, look, we leave these here. They're going to get stolen.
He's like, I didn't work, bust my ass out here in the
right.
cold for 3 months or whatever to
lose all this stuff. Know. So they're having this conversation, and then DiCaprio goes ahead, and this is where we get the bear attack. And it is...
It's a great scene.
Holy
yeah.
cow.
Yeah.
And it, like
holy
you said,
bear.
Holy bear. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you realize it. I mean, it's like as he's scouting and he sees the bears, then he starts to lower his rifle. And
yeah,
and
like,
he's kind of
oh.
like, well, this would be a good time to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, leaving, what a good idea.
You can see
exit stage left.
Yeah, you can see the oh crap in his eyes. I
yeah.
mean,
well,
it's
kind of cool because the way, again, the way he filmed this, like the camera is like on DiCaprio's shoulder and you see the cubs. And then like he kind of follows the cubs a little bit. And then as he turns back, you see the bear coming at
right,
you
from behind.
There's a lot
from,
of POV
yeah.
stuff.
Yes.
Even if it's
yeah.
not from the actor's POV, like he likes to keep his camera low.
Yeah.
Yes. And like you feel like you're there. It almost has like a war documentary kind of feel.
I would
feel.
Agree with that completely.
Definitely.
Yep. That's a
you
good
know, like
that's a good
like his cameraman
keeping
was in,
low to the ground
was embedded
yeah.
with these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was like the cameraman I think had the hardest job in the
probably.
Yeah.
And, that's a safe bet. Yes.
And that's also one of my complaints.
Okay.
A mild complaint because for the most part I think it's a great looking movie, but I think sometimes I felt like the camera got a little intrusive. Like I felt like I was very much aware of the camera.
Interesting.
And especially like there's one part where like the camera gets fogged up and then
it does that a lot.
And then there's
that
another
was cool when he's breathing
blood.
And
yeah.
it fogs
but,
it.
But did you not like that?
I didn't because
oh, you didn't?
Because it, I was like, oh, there's a camera in 1823. Like that's
oh.
like that you know what I mean?
Like, I liked like
it,
I liked
it,
it
made,
felt real to me.
To
but...
me it made the camera feel like a character. It
that's an interesting point.
It reminded me I was watching a movie and they did it again later when there's like blood on the camera
yeah,
for a little
yeah,
while.
Yeah,
but maybe
I'm really glad there wasn't a sex scene.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I get what you're saying. I guess maybe when I watch it, I think of it more like it fogging up my TV or my glasses or like it's my viewpoint rather than it being into a camera, I think of it more as my view and it's fogging up. I don't know. That's kind of how I took it. And it
but if I got blood in my eye, I wouldn't stare at a drop of blood for 10 minutes.
Right, you'd close,
I'd be like, ow, my eye. And then I'd be, and then I'd go like moving on
to a doctor and get a blood test or something.
Right,
because
right.
I probably just got hepatitis.
Of the eyeball.
Yeah.
Well, was it Tommy Lee? I mean,
yeah. I don't think that's how Tommy Lee got hepatitis.
No, it's not. She's a... clear, it's clean too, isn't she? Pamela Anderson is.
Yeah, that's the one we're worried about.
I'm just saying. She just announced that she's like completely
okay. Honestly, did anybody not just find it just freaking hilarious that Tommy Lee gets stuck upside down at the Motley
Crue? Yes, I did.
Final
yes,
show,
of
Motley
Crue. Why not? Our last show of
there's
all.
There's this stupid, janky ass roller coaster drum set hanging upside down over the audience.
I'm sure he was just telling, like, hey, should we take this this drum kit roller coaster thing in for maintenance? And get it? You know, we only got two more shows.
Nah.
And then we're going to sell it to Nickelback. Yeah. Let them worry about it.
Hopefully that drummer does fall off, though. Yeah. Like, that's kind of... So then we get the bear scene, and then it is probably one of the most brutal attacks. It felt real. Like, it felt super real.
And I will say that about Leonardo DiCaprio's performance. That's why I think if he's going to win the Oscar and you're going to give it to him for everything he's done, I think this is a fine movie to give it to him on.
I think it feels
like he's there.
It depends on what he goes up against. Like if he's going up against some other better performances, sorry, man.
It's less for his dialogue. It's less of a performance than it is a
reaction.
An endurance.
To be there and go through this.
He's like Paul Rubens in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He's pooping.
That was the movie.
To me, though, I felt like he was enduring all this. Like, it really, he did vanish. It was, to me, a really realistic performance.
And I think he has a good shot because, in all honesty, just from a political standpoint with lowercase p, that's the sort of thing that other actors respond to when they're voting. They put themselves I have done that? Would I have done that? And I think they'll just be like, whew, that was rough.
Yeah.
Got to give it to him. Plus, he's due.
He's due.
He deserves
he's
it.
Absolutely
he's
absolutely
way
if there's ever been somebody that is due,
I mean,
it
since
is him.
Gilbert well, no, Grape. Hitchcock never won one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scorsese didn't win until The Departed.
Hitchcock never won an Oscar?
Hitchcock never won an Oscar. So there is lots of people who are overdue.
Oh, wow.
He won an honorary, but
that
those
doesn't
count. That's not real.
It's like getting a fake like degree from whatever.
That's the Oscar equivalent of being patted on the head.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, my point is that I don't feel like if he gets it for this, you're like, that crappy movie. It's a payback.
No.
Like, I don't think he deserves it.
Yeah, it's not like when... what's his name, won for City Slickers.
Oh, right.
Jack Palance won for City Slickers. When clearly they were like, yeah, we screwed up on Shane. We know it's been 60 years, but here you go.
Make it right.
Yeah. What was it, Malcolm X? Was that the Denzel one where they're like, you really should have won for that, and we mucked that up. And then he gave it to him for Training Day.
He got it for Training Day.
But was Malcolm X the one they're like, you should have won
I think
for that
was more of like a career one because he had done so many, you know.
Yeah.
But he had won
an
Oscar.
Day wasn't, I mean, his,
Training Day
his
wasn't,
role in Training Day was
so good.
Amazing.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, he was great. The movie,
it's okay.
While good, it wasn't necessarily Oscar worthy, but his performance was great. But he had won before, hadn't he, for supporting?
Glory.
Glory, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I saw that when I was way too young.
Yeah.
That was another intense movie.
Ooh-wee.
The bear attack, and it's, like, I have to believe that Leo was probably on some sort of a harness. Like, just the way, because...
Well, he's getting bounced around a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So, and obviously, he can't do that.
No, they just threw him out there with a bear. That's how it happened.
You'll be fine.
That's why there's the Oscar.
They had a guy in a green suit.
Yeah.
And he was like,
it was Andy Serkis.
They coated him in honey.
Yeah.
And they had problems. You'll see it in the deleted scenes.
Go get him, Pooh Bear.
Because originally, when they coated him in honey, he was attacked by bees.
Yeah.
And so they were like, not
the real trip.
Not the movie we're making.
They had to, I mean, there's very minimal CGI, and most of it was to CGI Eeyore and Piglet out of
right. Yeah.
To get them out of there.
Kanga kept popping in.
God, just stay out of there, stupid rabbit.
So he ends up, like, it's so weird. You always hear, like, play dead. Like, that's kind of always been, like, the urban legend is, like, you play dead with the bear.
Hey, if Bugs Bunny tells me, I'm going to trust him. He hasn't let me wrong this far.
Yeah, right. I threw Yosemite Sand off a cliff, and I didn't look down. Mm-hmm. I walked all the way across. Yep. It was perfect. So he stops moving, and the bear kind of leaves him alone. at this point, like, he's...
Well, the bear's more or less saying, stay down.
Yeah,
don't move. Man, when it steps on his head.
Yeah.
That
was like,
my,
when it pushes... Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like, cool.
That was crazy. Yeah. And it all looked so realistic.
It did.
You know, like,
and, I'm impressed at the... You know, we're going to see this year, like, Jungle Book... Mm-hmm. And some of these movies that are going to use, instead of using like
a cartoony
monster, not monsters, yeah. Animals, mm-hmm. they're going to use like what these animals are going to look like in real life.
Scarlett Johansson's actually wearing a snake suit. That's just her.
Just take my money then.
Slithering around.
Yeah.
Even better. It's Bill Murray in a bear suit. You know,
with good things coming bears.
And scene. Yeah.
That's a good callback. All right. See you, man. We'll see you next week. So the bear kind of leaves him alone, and then he kind of gets up and crawls away. This is the point where I was like, stay down. What are you...
Yeah.
Don't shoot the bear. What are you thinking? So he gets up and
he gets
his gun,
and shoots it.
And he shoots it. And then at this point, the bear attacks him again, but I think he's
weakened.
What?
It's weakened.
Yeah.
It did actually get it. Like
he winged him.
Yeah. Well, he got him in the neck or chest. I mean,
he kind of like slices him
right
by the neck.
Okay.
That's why, yeah. And they
so the bear attacks him again. And this point, like, his throat is cut, and he's got all of these different, you know, wounds, and he ends up like gutting the bear. Yeah.
Well, this is the whole time, and I know that in that situation it would be insane, and he was getting thrown around. But I was like, you got to have a knife on you. Pull your knife out, and so the second time he finally pulls it out, because I'm thinking when it's right up in his face, I'm thinking, grab your knife.
Well,
and start.
He couldn't, like, in that first fight, he's on his back,
right? But there's one point where he like gets turned around. I'm like, just. Grab your knife and start stabbing it.
Stabby.
So the second time, I was like,
he ends up killing the bear, and they tumble off the cliff.
And it falls on top of him. So
right.
Now you've got, how much do you think a bear weighs? Is it 1,500 pounds?
At least 60, 70 pounds.
Give or take.
At least.
Yeah. At least. I said at least.
Right, somewhere between 60 and 3 million pounds is my guess.
Right. Well, it takes like 5 guys to get the bear off of him.
Yeah, I mean, that thing's got to be 1,500 pounds.
Right.
You know?
So they kind of say that, like, you know, his leg is all busted up, and he is... in bad shape.
A male, is this a grizzly bear?
Yeah, it was a grizzly bear.
Okay. Female.
Female.
Female grizzly bear weighs 290 to 440 pounds, depending on whether or not she's married.
Well, we know they're not married, Tom. They're deadbeat dads. We know that.
Well, also in the 1800s, the beauty looked different back then.
That's true. There was a different standard of beauty.
Yeah, the standard.
Bear dress sizes were different.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Then, I mean, they liked a
more voluptuous bear.
Because Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Right. She's
like
a size
10. By today's standards.
She's like a size 4.
Right. So I'm not.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe's pretty
was
cool.
She,
no,
was
that,
she,
that's good.
Was she related to Barry Manilow?
No.
No.
That one doesn't work.
No.
What? Let's leave the puns to the professional.
Jeez. You're right. Yours
you
was so good. It
smells funny in here.
So the team shows back up, and they try to somewhat nurse him back to health, and they're
except for Tom Hardy.
Nah, like, just
I think
leave him.
We're gonna leave him now.
Yeah. Leave him here. What are you doing? So they, you know, as
genuine
they're...
frontier gibberish,
and the Oscar goes
Howard
to...
Johnson is right.
Yeah,
there's no way, no how we're gonna let these. Now
so
who
they,
can argue with words like that?
They can't. Yeah. The sheriff is a bear. What'd he say?
Ding.
Is that the sheriff?
No, they could say it back then. It wasn't a derogatory term back then.
Yeah. Plus, you know, Richard Pryor was part of it. So
yeah, he wrote. Yeah, yeah, he wrote part of it. It's fine.
Everybody's like, well, it's okay then.
Okay, you can say.
Yeah, he couldn't get insured, right? Like, that's why he couldn't play.
Was he supposed to be the sheriff?
He was supposed to be the sheriff, and they couldn't get insurance for him, I think.
Because of the drugs?
I forget what the... I thought it...
What year did that come out?
Here is 72?
Yeah. What year did... So, let's see. He made a joke about that on one of his stand-ups. Like, there was, like, 4 stand-up specials that were...
Cleavon Little got the role.
Yeah, Cleavon Little. Yeah, but there was, like, 4 stand-up specials, like, on the Sunset Strip, maybe?
1974.
Is that one... Okay. But he makes a joke about setting himself on fire.
Oh, that was in the 80s.
Yeah.
That was
in
the 80s.
Okay. So let's say he makes a joke about it on like Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
It was like,
because that was his comeback.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the greatest stand-up shows you'll ever see.
I saw that movie when I was 7.
Oh, wow.
Not today that my parents would be in so much trouble.
Is that the one where he was talking about like having the monkey that was like trying to screw
No, I mean, I saw Blazing Saddles when I was 7.
I thought you meant...
No,
yeah,
I saw Blazing Saddles when I was 7. Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, all right. That's not as...
Right. It explains a lot.
So they've kind of... They've They dress the wounds as best they can. Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
And throw got a bunch of dirty like rags on top of them.
They've got them on like a cart, a thing where they're carrying. They're whatever, carrying like them.
It was like a makeshift, like
I'm just like, how
a stretcher,
is he
like
yeah,
a stretcher?
Yeah, kind of. How is he not getting infected? That's
well,
the,
they,
he should by the end of the movie. He
but
should
they
just,
do say that
they should
bring
just
that
punch
up.
Him and like he should just explode
yes,
in a ball
but,
of pus.
But he did. If you looked at his back and stuff, all his wounds were rotting in his body. And the ending he meets later says, someone, "Your body is dying" or whatever. I mean,
yeah,
he was.
How does he survive? That's my question. How do they? How does he survive?
He went back and we'll get it. But he goes to the doctors and stuff.
But I mean, how do? But I'm no. I'm asking like I'm not asking from a movie standpoint.
From a medical standpoint.
From a medical standpoint, how do you fix that?
I don't know.
1820.
I mean, I don't know.
They
That's
have to
question.
Have. When did penicillin invented?
1920.
Although I have no idea.
Well, I think
I have no clue. Honestly, like, because there is a scene
his
later
his
where he's,
engine buddy.
Yeah.
He, I was like easy Tonto. Like,
yeah, he rubbed all the stuff on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what the
Yeah, he
okay.
He,
or like
he,
when he used gunpowder
like,
to fuse
lodge.
His throat.
Yeah, when he
cauterized
his
throat. His throat. That's
I'm sitting there watching.
Fun.
I'm like, what's he do? Oh,
we'll get there. We'll get there. Okay, so they put him on this makeshift stretcher, and they're going up mountains, down mountains, over.
Well,
rivers.
They're also they are being chased by this tribe. I assume it's a tribe of Indians, and also another tribe.
Yeah, and there's
because the whole time I was
no,
like,
the Pawnee's
oh,
the good guys. The Pawnee, he
yeah,
was
a Pawnee.
He's a
Pawnee.
They're good.
The son is a Pawnee.
Yeah.
Oh, but I thought. Oh,
they,
I just
they kept
Pawnee.
Calling up. No, they were calling.
Were they different Indians.
Yeah,
yes, Sioux? They were called. No,
it's not the Sioux.
They called.
They're not Apaches either. You
no,
know,
they were.
Normal.
They were calling them something like with an R.
Oh, no, Pawnee were the good guys, and his friend was going that he meets later was going to meet up with the Pawnees.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he was kind of a Pawnee, and so that would all work out. Yeah.
Oh, I just
and. And the,
I was like,
well, and also they were the
Hakawi.
They have a little bit of, and they were actually all Italian.
That's a joke for the old people.
Yeah,
that was the name of the Indian tribe on F Troop.
Well, this is actually just like an episode of F Troop. Really.
Just like a harder version of F Troop.
Yeah, you know, Larry Storch was there. It was great. So the you know they also have this sort of like. Sort of mystery underneath, which is like the Indians are also looking the like the chief, I guess, is looking for one of the elders is looking for his daughter.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And he believes that the daughter
is with this group.
Might be with them.
Right,
so
right.
they're motivated one because the French have basically
it's like the photo negative of the searchers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the French have commissioned them to one steal all the pelts.
Right.
And also he's got a personal vendetta because he's trying to find his daughter and he thinks that
she's with this group of people.
It is
so
tried,
they're really
is,
definitely going after them.
Yes.
They're called the Arikara.
There we go. All right.
Yeah, I was like,
very good.
No, it was something that I was like,
so they
and they committed Arikara.
I was
going to
say, I'm like, are you sure those are Indians?
Yeah,
it's not Iroquois.
No.
Okay.
No, Arikara.
Yeah. So they kind of say like, look, we've got like maybe half a day on these guys. We can't keep dragging
they're
him.
They're constantly on the run.
Right.
Yeah.
And finally,
well,
they say
the first attack.
The least opportune paths to take. Here's a cliff that goes straight up. Let's try to carry him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to work.
So General Huck says someone's got to stay behind with him.
Well, no, they originally say, we're
going to kill him.
Like, well,
he's
Tom
sick.
Hardy is...
No, he's sick. Down. He's got a fever. He's dying.
Kill him.
That's Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is
and people start agreeing with him. They're like, he's not wrong. And, of course, the DiCaprio's son is there. He's like, please don't, please don't. So they put like this cloth
still
over his eyes.
He hadn't paid his allowance yet.
Yeah.
He's like, can you leave alive till Friday?
Yeah. Because
I
could totally
Friday.
Get my $5 on Friday.
Yeah.
To where and so it comes out that like the kid from Where the Millers is like, I'll stay. Like, I'll stay with him. Just come back and get us. And then Tom Hardy's like, I'll
stay too. Because the guy says, $70 for everybody. And then he says...
All right, $100.
Okay, $100. And Tom Hardy's like, well, okay, I guess I'll stay around.
So they, you know, they stay and they kind of set up their little camp and the other guys take off back. It's weird. Like, there's other guys in this troop who you will recognize. Like, one of the kids was in, like, Freddy... Well, I'll recognize him. He was in Freddy versus Jason. He was in some other stuff as, like, a teen actor. So they... At this point, our main group of people with General Hux and everybody take off, and we don't see them again until much, 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 much later. So we've got the story of DiCaprio, and so what happens is they're in this little group, and Tom Hardy's like, "Man, I'm not sticking around with this."
Because Like, I'm not sticking around with you. So he goes to DiCaprio and he kind of says, look.
It's such a setup.
Yeah. He goes,
oh, it's so terrible.
He
yeah.
goes, we know you're not going to make it. You know you're not going to make it. If you want to save your son's life, let's just end it right here. He's like, I'll do it right now. Like,
if you blink, you agree.
He's like, I will, you know, I'll suffocate you. It won't look like anything. Nobody murdered you or anything. Yeah. All you got to do is blink. And of course, DiCaprio is trying, like, his
not to blink.
His face to blink. Is so messed up that he has to blink. He didn't have a choice. Well, so he blinks.
Because that's how the body works.
Right? You have to blink. Yeah. Otherwise, your eyeballs dry out.
Found. Tom Hardy found a loophole on yeah, how to get him to agree.
He's like, just blink. All you got to do is blink. Just blink. And finally, he blinks. He's like,
got it.
Okay, thanks.
But he did blink, like, a really long time.
Yeah.
Now, I think, to me, I took it as he eventually did agree.
Yeah,
but, like,
that's
he was
how
trying
I took it.
Not to.
No, but. No, I think he did agree, but it was yeah. just like,
it was
blink,
like,
just blink, and it's like, yeah. Okay, fine, I didn't mean, nope, I didn't mean to do it. Like,
right,
I was a,
yeah.
it was an involuntary.
Yeah, he couldn't even,
no, I didn't
he
mean
couldn't
blink.
Even think, like, he had to force yeah. his eyes open while he contemplated.
Right,
yeah.
right.
But I took it as
finally gave it.
He landed on death because
he
didn't just,
his eyes.
He didn't yeah. blink once, he closed
it
his
was
eyes
a clear,
and closed them like really hard.
It was right. a clear one, the way he closed his eyes.
So he goes to suffocate him. At this point, DiCaprio's son is
Hawk.
Like, Hawk. Is that his name, really?
Hawk.
That's
yeah.
cool. That's a cool name. Kind of runs over and he's like, hey, you know, don't kill my dad. And then Tom Hardy guts the son.
Yeah.
And just, and wow. like,
in Tom Hardy's defense, his son did blink.
It's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
that's a good
yeah.
point.
I mean, how's he supposed to know?
How is he supposed to know?
Right?
Yeah,
these are
yeah.
the rules.
These
right.
are, yeah, I mean.
If you're going to blink, and you got to cross your fingers.
Yeah. No, you don't do it. I cross my
yeah,
fingers.
No take backs.
Backpack, no take backs.
And you know, DiCaprio watches
and
the
this
entire
time. Is where we get the phrase Indian giver.
Wait, who's the Indian giver?
The Indian.
Oh, okay.
I take it back.
Yeah, yeah, so he does it in front of DiCaprio. DiCaprio
official,
sees.
We're going to hell.
It's absolutely yeah. we are, yeah. DiCaprio watches the whole thing. And then he kind of, like, in the back. So you're seeing it. It's weird. It's kind of one of those cool scenes because of this director as to who he is. You've got, like, DiCaprio's point of view, but you also see Tom Hardy dragging the body and, like, disposing of the body. And then the kid from We Are the Millers comes back and he's like, oh, where's
Pooter. Yeah. Yeah. Pooter comes back.
And he's like, where's Hawk? And he's like, he's off scouting somewhere. And then they pretty much.
And he lies that he saw a bunch of them at the water catching up.
Right. Right. Yeah. So they take. He's like, he's dead. He's going to die. We got to get out of here. So they end up burying DiCaprio in this pre-dug hole.
Well, he's like, we're supposed to give him a proper burial, and so he starts burying him alive.
Yeah,
just does a few shovels though. Like at first, like when I saw the trailer, I'm thinking, oh my god, are they gonna actually like bury him? But Tom Hardy more like gives him like four or five shovels and then runs
like,
off. I'm out. Yeah,
gotta go. That looks good.
Yep. Yeah. So now we've got two different stories going. So we have Tom Hardy and Poulter. And their story, I'm not saying it. And then you've got DiCaprio and his journey. So he comes. DiCaprio comes back. Like it's a really cool scene where he reaches up out
of
the dirt.
Well, the kid leaves a canteen.
Oh, that's
behind,
right. Just
which
in case.
Is important.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
he's like, sorry, and he leaves it just so he has drink
in case yeah. he does make it.
Yeah,
let me leave this very apparent plot device.
Yeah. So he DiCaprio reaches up and like. His knuckles all jacked up, and it was just like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's a bit Thriller.
It is a little bit, yes, yeah. So, it'd be great if he started dancing like that. His legs just dragging behind him.
Yeah.
So it's his journey. So we've got DiCaprio and his journey back to being healthy. So he's fighting this entire time to stay alive and B, to make it back wherever he needs to make it back. And then you've got Tom Hardy and Poulter and their journey to get back to this little town and, you know, tell their side of the story.
Theirs isn't so much of a journey, though. I mean, you know,
it's a journey across
a track. I'd call it a track.
It's all a right. saunter.
Yeah.
It's a bit
a
of a
jaunt,
saunter.
A jaunt, if you
traips,
will. Yeah.
Traipsing.
So DiCaprio is, I mean, how this guy survives is a little ridiculous.
Well, it's a slow crawl.
It is literally.
And he does, I mean, luckily they did leave the bear pelt. So
they did.
He throws that on. And that's yeah. when I was like, when he was crawling on, kind of sliding around on all fours, I was like, oh, maybe this is where the bear is coming in.
He's and like, hey, that looks
here
pretty
comes
good.
The
look at
dad
that. Yeah.
Bear.
Yeah,
and
dead
that's
beat dead
when
bear.
This is gonna.
Yeah.
No, that
not the case.
But that doesn't happen. So.
No, it doesn't. So, you know, it just, he is just surviving and through any means necessary. I'm trying to think. There isn't really anything of note.
He catches a fish and he like eats the raw fish.
Yeah, yeah. Slowly, so he actually, it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
he sets up. Yeah, he's getting healthier and healthier. He's
mobility,
able to more mobility. It's kind of cool. He sets up like this mini dam, like right off the riverbed, so like a fish will swim into it and then get stuck, and then he ends up eating the live fish. Like, and you're watching it, you're like, I don't know how you did that.
I was watching and going, there's fire right behind you. What? Chill out, dude.
Already built fire.
I actually said the exact same thing. And I mean, I know he was super hungry and everything, but yeah, the fire was right there.
Here's the thing.
He may have been super hungry.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll take the extra 10 minutes to cook that fish before I chew its head off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I haven't eaten in a day, maybe. Yeah. I'll wait 10 minutes.
But for your consideration.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Oscar.
Yeah.
Blackened filleted fish.
Yeah. You know, DiCaprio's like, I'm eating it.
Don't care.
Yeah, don't care. Oscar. I'm getting that Oscar. God dang it.
Yeah,
the fish's name was Oscar.
Didn't work in Unbroken.
Yeah.
Which one? Was that the...
That's the one where that's the one Angelina Jolie directed, yeah. And then he gets Japanese prisoner of war. There's a they're lost at sea for like 6.5 years or something.
And they
get a fish in the boat and they eat the fish raw because they can't cook it.
That's true. You can't cook
it. And I will say that scene was way more disgusting than Leo's fish scene.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So meanwhile, sushi, I guess flashing back to the other two guys, right. They make it back to base camp.
Well, he pretty much says, he's like, look, you're going to tell him this. Tom Hardy, Fitzgerald to the kid is like, you're going to tell him you're going to tell him this story exactly the way I told you.
I mean, this whole time, I mean, along the way, Tom Hardy's almost killed this kid because the kid figures out Tom Hardy's story is. Yeah, he does. Tom Hardy's character tells the kid, or the kid says, hey, wait a minute, you said that you saw the Indians catching up by the water.
That's right.
And he's like, I already filled up the canteens and we had plenty. Why were you by the water? And so he turns a gun on Tom Hardy and he's like, You didn't see anyone, did you? And then he pulls the gun's unloaded and he pulls the gun from him. And, you know, there's a big scuffle and he basically.
So are we led to believe that Tom Hardy had been scalped?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the whole.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's part of his bias.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So in one of the scenes earlier, he's got his hat off and he's got like patches missing and he's like scratching at his head. And then, yeah,
thought it was male pattern baldness.
It's a weird one.
He's got a nasty haircut.
Yeah. So. Yeah, DiCaprio again is like he ends up on this ridge and he ends up seeing this group of Indians that are chasing him, mm-hmm. And then he ends up going in the water.
Yeah, kind of like
and like
sidling along the
shore.
Yeah,
and he gets caught. Like one of their scouts sees him. Another amazing looking scene.
How
where he's
cold
like,
would that water be?
It had to be freezing. I mean, it had to be. Like if they're in Montana or
it was very.
No, you said they were in Calgary.
Well, the film, the characters are in Montana and
right,
South
they
Dakota,
filmed in
but
Calgary.
They filmed it in Calgary. Well, I didn't know if you're asking how cold would the water be if you were asking from an actor standpoint or character standpoint, but
both.
Yeah,
cold. I mean if
cold.
You're
there's
yeah.
snow
you know,
on the ground
you know,
right there.
You know when you look up Canada in the dictionary, you know what's next to it? Cold. That's it. Just cold and beer. That's the only thing. It's hockey,
back
maybe.
Back bacon.
Yeah.
Tukes.
Well, Castle Elsinore is up there. Yeah.
But yeah, that water had to be freezing cold. So he ends up, again, he gets away by the skin of his teeth. And now, and I think this is where
you couldn't brush back then.
Well, yeah, it's awful. You saw those teeth.
Dental
terrible.
Hygiene was
not what it is today.
No.
I think this is where he stumbles upon the group that have the daughter, right?
The French.
Is that
oh, no. At this point,
it's another group because
he takes a little trip down the river.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then
he got arrested?
Yeah.
That's up the
down
river.
The river.
Oh, it's up the river.
He got out of prison?
Yeah. Yeah. And so he goes down the river.
Right.
And he eventually comes across
the French, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
As he
comes up the shore,
if things weren't bad
there's
enough.
A buffalo. There's a whole.
That was a
1,000 head of buffalo up there.
That was a cool scene, too.
And there's coyotes going after the buffalo.
Right. Oh, this is where we meet the Indian.
And then eventually, he like passes out, and then he sees an Indian, and
right, he kind of nurses.
He
kind of
like the Indians chowing on some buffalo.
He
kind of
like,
crawls
again,
over.
There's fire behind you,
right?
You just cook it, and don't give me the I was so hungry. You just had a fish,
yeah. But granted, it was bison liver, and he was like, "There's no onions here.
Yeah, that's gross.
Do it raw."
So yeah, he takes a big old chunk, like you kind of
bison pate.
Yeah, he like shimmies up there, and he's trying to talk. We forgot to mention the scene where he is used gunpowder.
That was right before the water scene.
Yeah,
I think.
He's cauterized his neck.
His neck is like slit. So.
Yeah, so he cauterized. He takes. I guess he has a bullet or something. Or I guess he has patches of gunpowder.
He has gunpowder.
And
yeah.
he lights a fire, and he ends up cauterizing his own wound with gunpowder.
That's nasty looking.
And I was like, I didn't know what he was doing. Like, I didn't know what he had pulled out of it, like that pouch. And I was like, what is he just
trying
to
fill
the... I thought
maybe it was an ancient Indian healing trick. Nope, he's going to set his neck on fire.
And he totally sets his neck on fire. So he gets up there, and he can't talk. Like, his voice is all messed up. So he's kind of saying, I just want food. Like,
yeah,
please help
me.
I'm not here to hurt you. And the guy's like, fine, and chucks him the liver.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, good. All right, I'm going to try this again. You know, he ends up befriending this Indian. The Indian kind of nurses him back to health. Mm-hmm. He puts him in a weird cocoon. He says
he tauntauns it.
Yeah,
that's coming up.
Oh, yeah, that is totally when that scene happens.
I
was like,
you totally stole that from
Empire's
Back.
You totally stole that from
Empire's
Back.
Which actually stole that from the Old West, but
I mean, he had to know because Star Wars takes place a long, long time ago.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
So there.
But it was in a galaxy far, far away. There's no way they would have known.
Touché. So he ends up befriending the Indian, and the Indian's like, look, man, you are messed up. Like, your body is jacked up.
Your body's dying.
Yeah,
and
pretty
it's weird
much.
How that translated in Indian to that. Your body is jacked up.
Well, they use modern stuff. It's cool. Yeah. It's like Romeo and Juliet a little bit.
Very anachronistic.
But they do show his back for the first time. And it's like some of the wounds are kind of healed.
Looks like a map.
Yeah, right.
Looks like a map to Pain Town.
Map to hell.
It looks like one of those maps that like you can, like you, it's raised. Like it's a 3D
topographical map.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But some of the wounds are septic. They look septic. So he ends up like putting some stuff on it. And then he literally puts him in like a teepee.
He makes
a homemade of all.
He makes
a homemade, but
he makes makes a little shelter.
I thought maybe he was going to cook him. Like, that's how you make a fire.
This guy doesn't cook anything.
Yeah,
he eats it raw. He doesn't care.
But there's like steam, and there's some looks like pine needles, and
yeah, it looks like he was just trying to suture them together somehow.
Some way to just get those wounds to
do something.
Yeah.
So a little bit of time passes, and DiCaprio kind of wakes up, and he's like, where is everybody? Like, we assume that like the buddy has taken off as well. Like, you're good, we're all right. So
he finds him.
Yeah. So he ends up taking he finds the canteens, and he kind of gets himself all together. And at this point, he's able to walk. Like, he's no longer walking with like assistance.
Right.
Walking with a limp, but not too bad. As he's walking through this clearing,
it's a pimp walk.
It is a pimp walk.
Because he killed a bear.
Yeah.
He walked with a limp, too.
I killed a bear, bitches.
Awesome. While he's telling that, he's like,
I'm going to get so much companionship out of this story.
Nice callback.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's showing the guy his wounds, and he's like a grizzly bear, and he ends up giving the guy his claws. Yeah. The claws that...
Because he thought it was a police officer.
Right. Yeah, he's like,
They love bear claws.
Bear claws. Not really. Those are a mess. Like, you don't want to eat one of those.
I thought they
like
sticky buds.
Those are also the worst.
Else.
You got like... It's no fun. Good old chocolate long john. It's easy. So he ends up stumbling... Yeah. It's his name.
Shut up.
He goes into this clearing.
Custard filled?
No.
Not when you're done.
Not when I'm done.
Nobody ever wants the custard. Why do people get insistent on bringing
the
custard?
Jelly's
no
the way
custard.
To go. Jelly, jelly's,
nobody wants custard.
It's gross. It is gross.
Do you ever want a custard donut? Have you ever bitten into a donut? Or do you like custard?
Occasionally.
Do you really?
God,
do. Not all the time, but occasionally.
No, I like this.
I bite into it. It's like, oh,
yeah,
I thought you were the whipped cream. I thought it had jelly in it.
I like the salad.
I don't like jelly.
You don't like jelly?
No.
Oh, man, that's
I like
money.
Jelly.
My favorite's the blueberry cake ones that are like solid. You know, the blueberry donuts, but they're like cake.
Oh, yeah,
not
yeah,
glazed,
yeah.
But
yeah, oh,
yeah
those,
those
are good.
Those are really good.
Good looking out. I don't know how it.
I don't like a cake donut.
Real Spoilers at its finest right there.
So back at base, though, we should mention that.
So we do know, though, we can all go to the donut store and leave happy.
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
There'll be
that's
arguing
a given.
Over the donuts.
Right.
So everybody would get a donut.
So we get back to this village, I guess, or like a town.
Yeah, camp.
Yeah.
It's a camp.
Set up. And it's, we see Tom Hardy and Poulter and General Hux, and they're just kind of like, he's like, look, they died. Like, we had to go. The things are still out there as far as we know.
Hardy's trying to even play up Pooter.
He is, yeah. Yeah,
he did a very good job. He's a pretty good kid.
Sure. And so, hold on. All right,
he pulled his own weight.
Let me go stomp around upstairs to
that
the
safe.
That
was weird. Why did that happen?
To show you that there was a... So that they could show you that Tom Hardy was going to rob the safe.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they see
as
it, like,
soon as
Hardy...
he, you see him walking and the floorboards are moving and Tom Hardy's watching it, he's going
to
rob it.
To know exactly where the safe was. Because, you know, a safe is so hard to spot.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, 6x6 lead thing in the corner, but it's okay.
Tell me where it is.
Tell me where it is. It's a big metal thing in the corner.
But I thought it was weird. Like, all I had to do was show him, go, we know the safe's upstairs. Like, we would have heard him open it and close it. It's not like you, there's no such thing as a quiet safe. It's like, shunk, that's it. Like, you can hear it.
They call it foreshadowing.
Yeah. Oh, is that but what that was? So, yeah, he kind of lays out the... But I think he gyps him, right? Like, he kind of screws him out of some money.
Well, later No, he pays him
later.
The money
that
is due them. But, yeah, they later that...
on the fur trading deal.
Oh,
on the fur
is that
trading
what it was?
Deal. But,
yeah.
But, he pays him for watching.
Yeah, DiCaprio. I got it. So now we flash back to DiCaprio, and he... Not flashback, but jump back. He finds his buddy hanging there, and on his neck is something written. Savages is kind of what
it's French.
But savage is the only word that I picked up.
Yeah, it was French.
So DiCaprio's like, you know, and he was kind of chill about it. He was like, dang. All right. And he just keeps moving. He doesn't have a choice. He's like, I can't stay and mourn this guy.
It's complete lawlessness up there.
It is. Yeah. Did you ever watch Deadwood? It's like Deadwood. Which got greenlit finally for a movie by HBO. Thank God.
I tried to watch Deadwood. I just couldn't get into it.
It's so good.
I couldn't understand a goddamn thing they were saying. It was like everybody was Tom Hardy.
You put Timothy Oliphant in a show, you have me.
I wanted to like that show.
Yeah.
And I just I don't understand.
It was peaks and valleys for me.
It hit the skids a little bit towards the middle of season three.
I would have preferred to season three of Carnival.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I was.
Oh
really
god.
Good.
Give me that last season.
Yeah. Maybe if this one works, maybe the movie works for this. They'll do that.
It's
probably
not happen.
No. Carnival should have. They should have at least continued it as a series of novels.
Yes.
I would have read that.
Anything.
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they screwed up in season one. They danced around their central mystery for too long, and I think it ran people off.
You think so?
Yeah. Season two really kicked in. It was getting so good, and then HBO,
you're building
to
your climax. Like you see the climax coming. You know, and what they should do is just do a jump ahead, like a time jump.
Yeah.
Was it too expensive, or did it just tank in the ratings?
I think it was pretty expensive.
It was pretty expensive, and I think it was doing okay.
Is that HBO?
Yeah.
How do they even? It's a subscription service, though. I guess they still do it based on when it airs. Yeah.
But
people
can
go back
that Carnival money now and they're going to put in a little something called Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Every time I say, oh, maybe I should do Carnival. Oh, never mind.
Game of Thrones season 6.
More dragon CGI.
Yeah.
Done. Thank you. Yeah. I love that
show. It's 4 to 7 million an episode.
Is that what it is, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's very
per
expensive.
Episode.
I wonder how that works. Like with a movie budget,
it is.
You can make it back.
It
but
makes
how do you
enough
make
money
back
that HBO
show?
Is okay with the fact that they have gone out and you can get HBO on your own without any provider. You know, as long as you've got the right device and just pay for 3 months worth of HBO, and they're okay with that.
Yeah,
I need. You know what sucks? Just on a side note, I still haven't canceled my HBO. I got it for Game of Thrones season 5. I meant
still
to cancel it afterwards because what else are you watching? I don't need to watch Alvin and the Chipmunks 3 on rerun. You
watch
know?
Ballers.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
I mean, there's
that's
stuff I could watch, but I bought it for Game of Thrones.
Right,
of course,
right.
Now it's going to premiere now in 2 months. So
just keep it.
Just keep it. Yeah.
So
he finds
he, find, and
he finds not only
his
friend,
buddy,
but
now
he finds
the
French camp.
Right. And he realizes, so they've got this girl. And then it didn't click with me as to who, I just assumed
they've
she was their scout. And then I realized, that's the girl.
Right. I thought it was just some random girl at first, but it's what a bunch of assholes that the chief or whoever that is, I think he was the chief, was coming to them and telling them, you know, I need horses. I need to find my daughter. And meanwhile, she's 10 feet away.
Yeah.
He's
she didn't come cheap.
Yeah.
Give me the girl. So they end up there's a scene where one of the French guys is raping this chick and DiCaprio straight up walks up behind him, puts a gun to his head. And
it's a cool scene.
And it was back
gives
off.
Her,
gives her the knife. He's like, I'm going to go get a horse. Gives her a knife and sticks it to the guy's throat. And she says in Indian, I'm going to cut your balls off. And you're just like, uh-huh, okay.
Nope.
It's a threat.
Nope.
So we kind of pan back. DiCaprio gets one of the horses.
Lets them all loose,
cool. And has the one. And then, they cut back. And this dude is, screaming. And his balls have been cut off. It was not a threat. It was going to happen. Now we've got another awesome looking scene where he is on it's almost like it's almost like there's a GoPro on this horse. Yeah. Like, that's the only way I could describe the way it's shot.
I think this might be my favorite scene.
I think it might be mine as well. And it is fantastic.
Well, the camera is, like, sort of in the middle of all the action, and then it speeds up to catch up alongside DiCaprio on the horse. And then it feels like it's attached to as a GoPro onto the horse.
And then and this is all one take, and then the horse runs off the side of a cliff.
Holy crap.
Gone.
Like, didn't see that. Like, usually, sometimes in film, you'll see that coming.
Right.
Like, you'll be like, uh-oh.
Yeah. And that's what I loved. Like, you didn't see it. It was like, just, whoa. Yeah.
He didn't say whoa, or he would have stopped.
That's true.
Off the cliff.
A horse. That's fair enough.
He didn't have reins. That's
not a
problem.
It's not a cartoon horse.
Right. If the horse had not looked down, he would have made it all the way across.
Yeah.
Just perfectly fine.
Yeah. Cartoon rules.
Cartoon
physics. Thank goodness there were trees under there, because that was quite a fall.
Yeah. So he ends up.
DiCaprio hits a tree.
And then the
horse doesn't hit a tree.
The horse does not hit a tree.
If DiCaprio hits a tree in the forest, does anybody hear it?
No. Well, it depends on who's filming it.
Yeah.
Normally, for a movie to run off in the ditch like that, it has to be David Goyer. Thank you. Take that.
Screw you, David Goyer.
Rich guy who's made a lot of popular films.
With the help of other people, because you can't do it on your own. So DiCaprio wakes up, and he's, again, busted up pretty good.
There's horse shrapnel everywhere.
Well, there isn't yet. Like, it's just he's just got his head cut off from the looks of it. And he realizes, hey, you know that cool scene from Empire Strikes Back? I'm going to do that. That seemed to work.
He saw some cave hieroglyphics with the, you know.
Right. So he ends up gutting this horse.
We're
going to
tauntaun this bitch.
Exactly. Yeah. As soon as he starts gutting the horse, I was like, I know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And that was the only meta.
Well, probe droids are in the area, man.
That was the only meta scene when he looked at the camera and says, I'm going to tauntaun this bitch. Right. I like that. I broke the fourth wall. That was cool.
It doesn't happen often, but it's cool when it does.
It's nice usage.
If they're going to do it one time is your limit. And
they chose their moment.
They did.
That was the time.
Any question using the purple lightsaber instead of the blue lightsaber?
It depends.
But whatever.
Yeah, I'm more partial to the black lightsaber, but they don't use that at all.
We're just gonna all let that one sit there.
Let it go. I did it on purpose, but I appreciate you guys leaving it alone.
Catch and release. It'll grow on you.
Right. So he ends up gutting this horse and pulls out all of the entrails, and you see it happen, and it's just kind of like,
that's a lot.
That's a lot of guts.
Do you think that was real?
Yes. No. I mean, I don't think it was a real horse, but I think those are real.
He's like an animal rights guy, isn't he? He wouldn't really gut a horse.
Well, what if the horse was dead already?
Mm. Well, then maybe.
I'm saying the horse could have
been dead. If the horse is already.
I think they would. That would be too much of a hassle for them.
Yeah, you have to go find a dead horse and ship it in. And
the horse had just died, too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking because they're...
No, that's very...
It looks super...
That's the kind of stuff that they will get backlash, even if it is a dead horse.
Okay. So he ends up gutting this horse, and he crawls inside the carcass of the horse. He pulls out the stomach and everything, and he crawls inside. And it's like, it was just one of those weird...
He gets naked first?
He does, yeah. But, like, he pokes his head out and, like, just kind of wraps the carcass around his head. And I was like, that's weird.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
And he goes,
he's all snuggly. He's all snuggly inside the horse.
Daytime.
Nighttime.
And then he pretends to be birthed out of it. Like Ace Ventura.
Like Ace Ventura. Yeah.
And then the whole time he's thinking, a horse is a horse.
So he ends up, he survives this blizzard, it looks like, is what's coming. And I'm trying to, so... They get back to the camp. We go to the camp, and it pretty much... Oh, one of the French guys shows up at the camp, and he's got the canteen.
Yeah.
And Poulter's like, where did you get that? And he was like, the guy that killed us all had it. Like, it was his canteen. And Poulter's like, dude, he lied. Like, this dude, pointing at Fitzgerald, like, he straight up lied.
Fitzgerald's like, uh-oh.
So I'm trying to think.
Well, General Hux goes in to find Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald's not there. That's right.
He's not happy with Poulter.
No, he's not. Like, he's going to put Poulter on. Oh, no, that's not right at all. That happens way later.
Right.
Because DiCaprio shows up. Mm-hmm. Like, DiCaprio ends up making it to...
Oh, it wasn't during the canteen time?
It wasn't the canteen.
No, the canteen time is when Fitzgerald realizes that they are in trouble.
Okay.
And then they take off. Like, General Hux and all their guys take off into the woods to find him. And they assume that it's Hawk. Well, that's the thing. As Poulter's like, it's Hawk. Like, because Poulter is under the assumption that Hawk is still alive. He's like, it's Hawk. It has to be. He's out there. And they take off to go find him. And when they go find
him. Fitzgerald knows it, obviously.
It's
That's
not Hawk.
Not true. That
right.
can't be.
So they come back. And as like, it's another actually really awesome looking scene because it's at night. And you see a shadow come out of like, they're all using torches and stuff. So like the shadow comes out and they're like, Hawk, it's so good. You're like, you're alive. And then you realize Glass. This is this guy's name, right? It's Glass.
Yeah.
Yes. Hugh Glass, I think. Is
okay. Yeah. And they're just like, what is, you're dead. Yeah. Like you're supposed to be dead. He's like, nope, suckers, dead.
And then they all feel bad.
Yeah. Well, I don't think like, yeah, probably.
And they, well, also because they're like, he's more badass than all
yeah,
of us.
All of us combined.
I thought that was cool. Like, I'm just like, I cannot believe this dude made it back after all that. I mean,
yeah,
I knew
I
he was going to
be like, how?
Like, wow.
Like,
yeah.
And it's they, not, they don't, he, they don't make movies even... about you if you die.
Right.
Yeah. Like this.
Well,
Into
American
the Wild.
Sniper.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. Into the Wild, he dies, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Does he?
He does.
Grizzly Man?
Grizzly Man.
No.
We can keep going.
Grizzly Man.
Yeah.
Star Wars The Force Awakens?
Okay, they don't make movies about you 300 years later.
Okay, fair enough.
You'd be a footnote.
Glory? No, it's Glory.
Yeah.
They all die in that.
They all die in that?
Schindler's List.
Okay, but they achieved
a greater good.
Schindler's List.
Schindler lived.
Yeah.
The list didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know,
because he had to have that pin collection.
Stupid Schindler.
Wow.
So anyway,
moving on. Here's Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's
back, bitches.
He tells him, you know, he's like, I want Fitzgerald, and he's like, okay, he's gone. Like Fitzgerald ends up bolting. He's like, I gotta get out of here. This is gonna get bad. So Fitzgerald, you know, Glass
because we
says,
know upstairs there's probably
right, and then it's kind of a cool scene where he's just like, oh crap, oh man, and he takes off. He's like, oh, I stole it all, and he goes into like the
and apparently
the hostel
and
is
apparently
what it
jumped
like.
Out the window.
That's the other thing.
It was
another way, like
the safe's hanging open
right.
And the window's hanging open.
Gotta go. See you later.
But you know, it's like I don't think anybody's moving that fast in this area.
No,
so it's like
no.
I can't see him like
you
no,
walk down the ladder.
I picture it as like a cartoon again. He's like looking
he jumped out the window and got himself a horse.
Yeah, so he takes off, and now General Hux and Glass are. He's like, I'm going to go get him. We're going to drag his ass back here, and then we're going to take care of this. And he ends up saying, he's like, look, Poulter, whatever the character's name is.
Yeah. Bridger.
Bridger is like, he's fine. Like, he had nothing to do with it. He didn't know.
Right. No, he thought
I was
afterwards.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's like beating the crap
out
of Bridger.
Yeah, yeah.
Hux is like kicking him and
you're
like, you lied, all this stuff. And then he does take him off to jail, and Leonardo DiCaprio is so like... First
kinda
of all, I'm like, he's like,
kind of lets that happen for a
little
bit.
Yeah, he just lets him, and then he goes to get healed up. I think he says, go get him to the doctors and everything.
Right.
And then
this
next
is where they
scene,
start pushing the pus out of those cuts.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then Hux is there,
custard.
And he's like,
it's custard.
And then Glass is like, Bridger was telling the truth.
He's telling the truth. He had nothing to do with it. He didn't kill my boy. He didn't know that I was alive. Yeah. So now... Hux is like, look, we're gonna go. He's like, I'm gonna go. We're gonna get him back here. He's like, no, I'm going with you. He's like, you could barely walk.
He's like, I'm not afraid of death.
It's never stopped me before.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, I just killed a bear, right? Like,
but he's basically like, I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Well,
so he's got
my,
nothing
my
else left.
He's like, I got nothing else left.
Yeah.
I can kind of do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So they end up going, and then they split up. One goes one way, one goes the other way, and he's trying to track him the entire time. So Tom Hardy...
That always ends well.
Yeah.
Let's split up.
I'll be right back.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Coming back.
I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah. So they hear, you know, he ends up... Tom Hardy runs into Hux and then ends up killing him. And then DiCaprio hears the gunshot and he kind of takes off and he finds, you know, they're chasing each other. And then...
This
is actually a really cool scene where like...
You see the horses
he
there. There's two horses.
He finds the body...
And Tom Hardy is scalped.
He is scalped Hux because he doesn't, you know.
Well, he wants a new wig.
And I also
was under the impression that he was
going to
blame it on the Indians.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there's a chance that he does happen, he's always working an angle. So if there's
a chance he
does have to go back, he can say, you know, he can weave some tale about how it was
the Indians. And I tried to save him and I couldn't save
him.
But why do you have. Yeah, that's like.
A weave.
They're like, but why do you have red hair now?
What? Oh, I dyed it.
I dyed the three hairs that I had on top of my head.
So I didn't know what he was doing at
when
first.
When he cuts down a tree.
So he cuts down a tree. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing? And then I see them like...
in the distance.
So you see, the next scene is another scene that just amazing coverage of this scene. And it's like, it's you have... It almost reminds me of the scene in Django where...
It does, from far away when the son and the dad are plowing the field.
The son and the dad are plowing the field. And Django and...
And Dr. King Schultz.
Yeah, are sitting on the ledge, and they shoot the guy. So Hardy is up on this cliff, and he ends up shooting, and he hits one of them, and the guy drops.
The one is slumped over the horse, which
right.
Is,
well, you can't
we think
see
it's,
us.
Well, yeah. We think it's... Well, that's what we saw Leo take.
Oh, right. You're right. So they've got one horse is a guy sitting straight up, moving
which
forward.
Which we presume to be Glass.
Right. On the other horse is the guy draped across the horse, who
General
we assume
Hux.
To be General Hux. So the shot goes off, and the guy on the lead horse drops. As soon as the guy on the lead horse drops, and I was like, ha-ha.
Yeah, like, that didn't just
that
kill him
off. That is brilliant. That is a brilliant scheme.
Yeah. They call it the old switcheroo.
The old switcheroo. So he goes down there, and he pulls the jacket up, and you realize that it has the stick that DiCaprio, or the log, is what this is. So DiCaprio, just an awesome scene. DiCaprio flips off the tarp, and shoots
take
like,
that tarp.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean
flip tarp? Suck it, Trebek.
What's weird? Yeah, I didn't think he would take the time to flip off the tarp because he's got stuff to do.
What did like, the tarp ever do to him? The tarp was just protecting him.
It was actually warm.
Tarp was it was
super warm,
protecting him from the elements, hiding him from being discovered.
Yeah, the tarp wasn't the inside of a horse though. So come on,
that's true. Yeah,
The Revenant 2, The Tarp's Revenge.
So he takes a shot at Tom Hardy and hits Hardy in like the shoulder, I guess. Is you know, he wounds him pretty good.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Enough to get Hardy to bail.
Right. So they start running after each other, and they both fall down this cliff.
Yeah.
And then like, this was actually one of the scenes that I also liked, because sometimes in these kind of in movies, people or actors or characters will take falls and will jump up and be like, I'm okay, and keep going.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, exactly. In this one, they both fall, and they are not, they're moving at a snail's pace. And the only reason Tom Hardy is ahead of him is just because he landed first.
Right.
So they're both struggling to catch up to each other. And
like in Rocky 2.
Yeah. Yes, exactly like Rocky 2.
Hardy's got a knife.
Yeah.
Leo's got an axe. And it's got a couple inches further on it.
Holy cow. Like, this is another just like... Like, show me more. Like, I want to see fight scenes like this. Like, why can't you film fight scenes like this?
It's not one of those pretty choreographed toe-to-toe,
it is like
sloppy,
two dudes.
It's
like,
rough.
It is the fight scene from They Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, it's just dirty, and it's two dudes just beating the tar out of each other and, like,
just
stabbing.
Trying to get one guy to put the other guy to put the sunglasses on so you can see.
Right.
Time to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
I'm all out of bubble gum.
I just bought the Scream Factory version of that. There's an audio commentary with Piper and John Carpenter together. It's fantastic.
Awesome.
It's worth the price of the DVD on its own.
Nice.
So Tom Hardy ends up getting his fingers cut off.
Ooh.
And his reaction is great.
He's like,
God dang it.
Yeah, it
he's
is
just like looking at
a...
it. He's like, oh.
That's going to be inconvenient.
That sucks.
Oh, and it's brutal. It is brutal. Like,
how am I going to play the piano now?
He's digging into DiCaprio's wounds, and like, it's just brutal. To where finally he's got his hands around his throat, and he was like, he has some comment. He's like, just do it.
Yeah, I'm going to bring your boy back.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, I ain't going to bring your boy back. And then he remembers something that, so I guess his wife said to him, that like, it's revenge isn't yours, it's God's.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks up.
God, and even like, from the grave, they're going to nag you.
I know. Just can't let you.
Can't have one thing.
Can't
kill one guy.
Unbelievable.
Can't avenge one dead son without your wife
being like, then don't do it.
What the hell kind of mom is like, hey, don't avenge our son's death?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the advice she was probably giving.
Probably not. Well, maybe she knew what was on the other side of that river.
Nope.
Nope, probably not.
Nope.
So he looks up, and there is the tribe of Indians that has been looking for their daughter. And he looks up, and he just kind of lets them go. And he knows that, like, I'm going to die too. But at
least
they're
upstream,
and
he lets them into the water.
Yeah, he lets them into the water, and they end up scalping him and killing him. And then they kind of make their way towards DiCaprio, and he's just kind of, he slumps back, and he was like,
at this point,
he doesn't care.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the girl that he rescues is the daughter that they have been looking for. Mm-hmm. And
she winks at him.
Yeah.
As she
walks. That he gets a pass and they let him go. And then this kind of like, there's one last scene where I think there's some, he hears like a voice, and the, like the camera kind of zooms in on him, and it's his breath. And you know, it's
he
kind
sees
of
his
the,
wife.
Yeah, it's kind of the Inception ending where it's like maybe he survived. Maybe
I
he
think
didn't.
We could probably
say that he didn't survive.
Yeah. He makes direct. Wait, he shifts. He makes
direct eye contact with you,
at
you
the camera,
the viewer,
and
that's kind of where we get our credits and scene. And I thought this movie was fantastic. I'm not so sure he probably deserves an Oscar for this movie.
I think so, but that's just me.
I mean, if you're going to say he deserves an Oscar from the crap he had to put up with, probably.
I thought the performance was great.
I deserve an Oscar.
Yeah.
I think we're definitely going to get things like art direction, cinematography.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt.
I put money on him winning the Oscar, though.
It depends on what the... I don't know. Nobody else has been talked about for Best Actor yet. You know, like...
Well,
so
everything's out already, so there's plenty have been talked about.
I mean, this is...
Nobody has been mentioned in the same breath as with Best Actor yet. I think maybe Sam Jackson for The Hateful Eight, maybe. I don't really know, you know... There hasn't been any.
I'm just
maybe,
debating on if he's lead or supporting.
I think Kurt Russell's supporting.
See, I don't think Kurt Russell's lead. Well, I don't know.
Both get nominated for supporting and best.
But you're going to have people in Spotlight. Spotlight's going to be
maybe
up.
Maybe the
Big Short. You'll have Christian Bale will be up.
Well, this is definitely the showiest performance. I don't mean that in a bad way either.
No, I agree.
He had to do more than anybody, I think. I mean, if you're going to give someone Best Actor, I really don't think anyone had anything close to. To get into character as much and put up with as much. I mean, overall, I thought he did a great job.
No, he was awesome. He's always awesome. That's the thing. Is like,
oh, yeah.
The kid doesn't the kid. He's older than I am.
He's 41
yeah.
now.
Like, he never... He had that weird run in the 90s, but that's... I think he was trying to establish himself. Like, Romeo and Juliet.
But he's never done... But he was good in that, too. He's been good in everything. He hasn't really had his, like, fall from grace.
No.
Like, there was no downtime between
I think,
them.
Any movie that he's done or he's been in that hasn't been maybe the best movie, it's not because of him.
Yeah, it's not been his.
Yeah, no.
He's
what do you think the turn was where it was like, this dude is like A-list actor?
Gilbert Grape.
What's he in Gilbert Grape? He was just a kid, like literally.
Well,
yeah,
but awesome. I mean, like, I honestly thought, like, I didn't know he was acting.
When I saw that movie, I rented it on VHS, I thought they had a special needs kid because I didn't know Leonardo DiCaprio at that time.
Yeah.
I thought he was...
I mean, he was on Growing Pains.
Well, I didn't watch that. But I when I saw it, I'm like, that, you know, and then I found out it was Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm like, what?
Yeah. But it wasn't, like, do you feel like there was a turn for him? And I use the term adult, like when he became an adult actor. Like, is there a film that's like,
he's just
this is the, this is the, I'm not saying he hasn't
forever,
been good,
you know?
But like that defining moment where like this guy will
no,
be
I mean,
one
I
of
think
the greatest
always,
actors.
He always made a point
Gangs
to not
in New York.
Take the
that's
kid role.
That's
kind
of what I was thinking.
You know
well,
I mean,
like, I was thinking like post The Beach.
The Beach?
Like to me, The Beach is like that turning point where he's no longer that teen heartthrob. He's the adult A-list actor.
Although he was kind of cast because of the teen heartthrob draw, because that was supposed to be Ewan McGregor, and that led to bad blood between Ewan McGregor and Danny Boyle for a long time.
Really?
Yep. Because that was supposed to be... That was actually... I mean, you watch that movie, it's like, yeah, I think this was probably... And it might have been a better movie. Yeah.
Maybe.
But Titanic was a serious role. That wasn't like... He was still...
I mean,
yeah,
in my opinion,
it's both.
But he had the chops.
Ladies, you're both right. You've got chocolate and his peanut butter.
Right.
But I mean, it did both. And like, it could have easily... He could have easily just went the teen heartthrob romantic comedy type movie route, and he made a conscious decision.
Yes, he did.
To.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd agree probably though, but The Beach and then Gangs of New York, you know, then is probably the turning point. Like,
he wasn't taking...
Gangs of New York, he was an adult, like then on.
He wasn't chasing the money.
When Gangs of New York came out, and it was the first time, he also bulked up and grew
big
a
time.
Lot. We were all like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
So, Dan, do you have a video recovery for us?
I do, actually, and it's from the same director in, Iñárritu, by the way, I wanted to say his
right
name.
Back at you.
Yeah, right.
Alejandro Gonzalez,
yes,
Iñárritu.
Iñárritu, who won the Oscar last year. But
did he win the Oscar for Best Director and it won Best Picture? Or was it just
I think
Best
he
Picture?
Won for Best Director. And I don't think it won
oh, it
for
didn't?
Best Picture. Or he won. It was one of those weird ones where it's like.
It got split.
Yeah, it's like, well, who directed this one? Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, his, and I got it. I want to make sure because I was like, how long ago did I see this movie? And it's the movie called Amore Perros. It came out in 2000.
What is it called?
It's Amore Perros, or Love's a Bitch. And it is the first time I saw it, it was like one of those ones I rented from the video store.
Ah.
You know? And it was one of those ones in the, you know, it was the offbeat section.
And Birdman won Best Picture and Best Director.
Oh, okay, I thought it was a split.
Thought it was a split, too.
No, that was Argo.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just I was thinking it.
Argo won for Best Picture, but not Best Director.
Right, because Affleck didn't win it. Best. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So this one, this is a movie about basically it's all these intertwined stories based around a car crash, and it's all of the stories around this horrific car crash, and it's fascinating to watch, and it shows just even then, like on a much as a Mexican film, it's a much smaller budget. But in this, you can see that this guy, even then, this is his first major film. It's amazing. Like, it's totally worth your time. It's got Gael Garcia. The reason I talked about this and kind of thinking about the bear scene is like there's dog fighting in this movie. And even then they did some good editing and CGI to edit out a lot of stuff. So the dog fighting looks and feels very, very real. Mm. And so a lot of people were like, oh my God, they just went ahead in Mexico and made this movie there and just let these dogs tear each other apart. Nope. No, they didn't.
Wow.
But it's so...
This is from 2000, is that what you said?
2000,
okay.
Yeah.
This Mexican movie is so good, it actually put three American movies out of work. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember this cover. I remember this guy writes it a lot.
Because it's very, very good.
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
And then after this, he did 21 Grams and Babel. And
I wasn't a fan
so,
of Babel.
I mean, this... Babel.
Yeah.
It was okay. It does like what this tries to do or it tries to do what this did successfully. And it's like I always like if people who haven't seen this movie, it's like really worth checking out. And don't be put off by the fact that there's subtitles and you got to read the movie.
There's one thing I hate though. It's reading a dogfight.
Well, I mean, you can kind of like it's just like, rah, 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 rah.
Give me that kibble.
But I mean,
those wolves.
What's funny about
that? It's the wolves that get
you. It's the wolves.
I'm with you.
Is that this movie, Amore Perros, is more mainstream than I think The Revenant is. The Revenant is an art house film.
It is
100%.
I would absolutely agree with
people
that.
Who are seeing it would not go normally to art house films. Yeah. But it's an art house film.
Yeah.
You know, every time you see that wife floating.
Right. It's borderline experimental in spots.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Birdman was too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
And I'm interested, like, looking at these last two, I'm interested to see where he goes next.
Well, this guy, I mean, and all the way back to then, this guy is, like, he's, the making of the movie is part of what you can clearly see draws him to the movie.
Yeah.
You know, because like so far he has not made a normal movie.
Correct.
You know,
I
like
agree
a straightforward narrative. And I mean, it goes all the way back to this movie. And if you really want to, if you've liked his other movies, totally check this one out.
Cool. Well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for this episode. We will go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. If you would like to continue the conversation online, stop by our Facebook page. It's open 24 hours a day, Facebook.com/Real Spoilers, or follow us on Twitter at Real Spoilers or email us at RealSpoilers@ReviewSTL.com.
Not just reserved for Harry Styles.
Right.
Yeah.
We all. It's open to all comers.
Yes. You know, and there's donuts for everybody.
Yeah.
No custard, though.
We'll email you a picture
Tom likes
of a donut.
Custard, so we're going to I'll make sure next time we go to the donuts.
So don't forget, we're available on iTunes, so feel free to go by there. And if you haven't, subscribe to us. And if you haven't, why haven't you rated and reviewed us while you're there? So
egads.
That would be greatly appreciated. Now I'm going to have the Music Man stuck in my head. So stop by there, rate and review us, and don't forget you can join our League of Show Sharers, and we'll do our best to thank you on the show. We got a pretty good track record, but find us on Facebook and share an episode with your friends, and if you don't have your privacy settings super locked down, we will see that, and we will let the world know that you are a nice enough person to share the show. So we appreciate that. Don't know what we're doing next week, so we'll do something.
By Joe.
because that no, not by you, but
well, I'll make it a movie. I'm gonna review it.
Aren't we going to watch the wrestler priest or whatever, the masked?
I kind of want to. It looks awful.
It does look so awful. Yeah.
But so we'll figure it out, and then you'll find out then. But it'll a good time will be had by all, or at the very least, most, or worst case scenario, some,
or one,
or nobody.
Nobody.
It was like joy. There's no guarantees there. Yeah,
so or your money back. How about that? So thanks for tuning in, and until next time, Henry Turner learns he's been having an affair.
I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a woman who be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause I wanna be your teddy bear.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear.